We have musician Lori Bodie on the line. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning, Michelle.
How are you?
Well, I'm doing pretty well, thank you. I'm having my morning coffee over here in Superior, Wisconsin.
Nice. That's what I encourage. I encourage all my listeners to have coffee and start your day with KTWH.
That's awesome. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so super excited to have you call in. And you are going to be one of our honored guests and performers at the Cabin Fever Reliever this Sunday. So what kind of music, and do you play an instrument? I really don't know anything about you, so please share.
Absolutely. Well, I moved here from Austin, Texas about a little over 6 years ago. And, I spent most of my career in Austin just doing lots of music and had a couple of bands there and did a lot of teaching and, some producing in recording and that kind of thing. And I'm primarily a guitarist.
Okay.
I play, all different styles in guitar, from acoustic to electric to folk, rootsy, blues, finger picking. And then, to kind of expand my skill set, I took up electric guitar years ago and, got into pop rock and electric blues and just some of my own stuff that I was creating, and played lead guitar in a praise band in Austin. So, like, a lot of contemporary Christian music. So kind of all over. I play guitar. Yeah, guitar, bass, piano.
Wow.
And I have done theater projects and it's been a lot of fun. And
yeah, keeps things interesting, never a dull moment.
And yeah, that's for sure.
I do know that you do write your own material. Is it all your own pieces at this point, or do you, have a genre that you like to cover?
I did a lot more writing when I was a teenager and in my 20s and 30s. I mean, I was just very, very prolific.
Okay.
And, I don't know really how to answer that question, except that when you actually want to make a living as a musician, which is what I wanted to do, you really have to kind of get out of, I was in a great creative space, but I kind of had to come out of that bubble and broaden my horizons. So, I started playing Led Zeppelin and ZZ Top and cover tunes, sometimes even some country stuff, and just so I could do more performing and play at private parties and stuff like that. So, I can go either way. I can lock myself in a room and write live songs.
Right.
Or even like create little soundtracks for theater projects. I call it ambient guitar. It's really cool stuff. It's like what you hear in the background of movies,
Okay.
It's ambient guitar that, like, sets a mood and a tone. It's not like a, hey, let's all sing along with this song.
Right.
And I really enjoy that kind of guitar music as well, and I'm doing a lot of writing in that arena.
Okay. What an that's, again, one of those pieces of art and creativity that most people don't even think of, but someone writes those songs and someone performs those songs.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Somebody's
gotta
do it.
That is very, very cool. So what are listeners going to hear on Sunday when you are at Cabin Fever Reliever?
So Sunday I will be accompanying Michael Anderson. He's singing a piece called Every Grain of Sand, which is a Dylan tune.
Okay.
And I'll be playing, an acoustic electric steel string guitar, just kind of accompanying him. And then after his song, I'm going to do it's a really old kind of ragtimey blues song called the Georgia Rag, which obviously comes from the South. And it's kind of a finger picking fun song. Mm-hmm. I'll be singing with that one as well. So it's nothing like some kind of showstopper Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Well, finger picking sounds pretty darn cool. So
yeah, I think for the cabin fever reliever, it's perfect. You know,
mm-hmm.
It's just going to be perfect for that. For that particular event.
Oh, that's so awesome. We so appreciate you making your way up to Two Harbors and spending your Sunday with us to support music and support community radio. We really, really appreciate that. So, and I'm going to play one of your older songs, Boxcar. Is there a story behind that song?
There actually is a story behind that. When I first moved to Texas, I was actually in Galveston for about 6 years, I guess, and I was, you know, very young. I was playing gigs and, you know, just kind of growing up, I guess you could say, and learning, getting my feet wet with music. But what happened was I ended up in a very dangerous situation down there in a relationship, and I was lucky to get out of that one alive. So I wrote some songs about that, and Boxcar is one of them.
Okay. Wow. Wow. All right.
<Yeah. laughs> I know. It's just the truth. You know,
yep, yep.
Kind of where that,
yeah,
where that came from. And I'm sure there's a lot of women out there that can actually relate to this song, and a few guys as well. So,
okay.
But it's bluesy, and it sounds like it's kind of a fun little song, but when you listen to the words, you kind of get the gist of what's going on. It's called Locked Up in a Boxcar.
Okay. Wow, that just gave me chills. So, besides Cabin Fever Reliever, are you playing anywhere else that listeners may see you? Coming up
anytime soon, probably not that I can announce. I'm just really getting a lot of, you know, amazing community support from other musicians in the Twin Ports area.
Mm-hmm.
And it's blown me away. I mean, since I did the Pink Floyd concert in January, and people have just been reaching out, and which is awesome, because I'm primarily doing a lot of teaching and I have a mentorship program for kids as well. And so, you know, I think I will get into a little more performing around town. So
excellent. Off air, we need to connect, because my day gig is the Armory Arts and Music Center and a music resource center for students. So I think we may have some partnering ability here.
Yeah, sure we do. I just love this community, and I love the culture of the music community. It's very different from Austin, and it's good. It's super, super good and supportive, and people collaborate here a lot, and so I'm really enjoying it.
Oh, that's fabulous. That is really, really good to hear, because that is a kind of neat thing about our culture up here, is that artists totally support each other, and It is its own, like, little community, and but not in, like, a snooty way. It's a very, very cool, rich, neat art community, and I'm so glad that you're going to be at one of those celebrations on Sunday. So I really appreciate it, Lori.
Well, thank you. I'm appreciating what you guys are doing as well.
All right. Thanks so much for calling in. Lori, thank you again, and we can see you on Sunday.
That's right, this Sunday in Two Harbors at the high school.
All right. Excellent. You enjoy the rest of your day, Lori.
Yes, ma'am. You as well.
Okay. Yep. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Lori Bodie calling in. She will be a performer at the Cabin Fever Reliever.